Well, I bet it was wet Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's 5:31. We're gonna start the joint committee for land, natural resource, cultural, and health, education, and welfare committees. It's call the order. We're gonna start off with the invocation. Mark, would you give us that, please?
Lord, I'm thankful for another day that you've given us, Lord, and all the many blessings that came with it. Let us be mindful of your words, Lord, your teachings, and just ask that you would touch us in our minds, clear our minds, touch us in our bodies, our spirits, and our souls, Lord. That goodness and good things would come for the nation through this body here, Lord. Ask that you bless this area, this building, this ground, this air, and just ask that you be with us and that you speak to our minds and our hearts and that we listen, Lord. Say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Roll call, Legazy.
David Nichols. Mitch Jack.
Here.
Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Johnny Green. Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Charlene Nay. James Jennings. Chairman, I have six present and four absent.
Six present, four absent. That's constitute a quorum. Anything we business done today would be valid. Next is approval of minutes on 4/14. 2015. Give you a couple of minutes to read those over and we need a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any needed changes.
Second. Motion's been made by Ms. Barnett and seconded by Mr. Tiger. Any discussion on that? Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have seven in favor, zero against.
Seven in favor, zero against. It's approved minutes, and the next order of business is TR-15089, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the construction of a community center for the Okemah Indian community. Our sponsor is Mitch Jack.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass. Second. Seconded by Lucian Tiger. All right, discussion.
Mark Randolph.
Oh, sorry. Same thing.
He said the same thing.
All right, Mark Randolph, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Allred.
He's dead not here.
Okay.
I said thank you, Chairman Nichols.
Hey.
You go get the gavel out.
Recordings are going to be on the website.
In it.
Could I be a co-sponsor?
Frank Glenn Coochman wants to be a co-sponsor. Any objections to that? No objections, that he'll be added.
Sorry,
we're in discussion on this resolution here with the Okemah Indian community building construction of the community center. We'll allow you time to speak.
Okay. I'm not sure what that resolution says. I know that the reason we wanted the legislation was to so that to allow the tribal construction department to act as a construction manager on that project. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we want to for y'all to allow us to be a construction manager is that some when we go to subcontracting these things out, some of those contracts are going to be above $10,000, like the metal building, the erection of the metal building, the asphalt. And according to the law, if we're not designated as a CM on the project, we have to bring all those before council, and it'll take, you know, 30, 60, 90 days sometime. And by us being the construction manager, we can progress it fairly fast, pretty fast on the project. But that was the main source of it. And I think by doing that fashion, you know, we've already built two of these at $1.2 million. And I think by utilizing our own forces, our own resources, that we can save some money on this. And you know, this is a good barometer to test that theory. And I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty confident that we can do that. So hopefully we can save it. But also, the you know, I don't know if they allowed the other $400,000 that was asked for the other buildings. I thought that was in this legislation. It's not? Okay. You know, that's one of the things that if we add that to it, I would like to see that in there just as a safety net in case I don't, in case I'm not able to save the entire $400,000. I'd like to save as much of that as I can. You know, if I go $200,000 over by building ourselves, I'd still save $200,000. But I'd have to come back to the council later if I don't do it now to ask for the money. So basically what we're asking for is to allow us to be the CM of this project and to add the other, what they've added to the other projects. Yes, sir?
Yes, Lucian.
Thank you. Mr. Alrich, basically this total needs to be 1.255250, correct?
I believe you're correct.
Okay, is that including what Mr. Sarge helps with in the parking lot?
I haven't talked with him on this project, and you know, to be honest with you, this has been so long ago when I've had discussions with him on it, I really can't remember. We would like to see if he would contribute to that, and I know all the other ones he has contributed to. And so that would raise another point. You know, we may not need his contribution, but if he has to spend that money in order to lower his account for fear of losing other federal funds next year, then we certainly want to give him that opportunity. And then that would lower the price of the overall project again.
The part that he does is approximately how much savings to us?
I believe in the last one, it was somewhere around $300,000, something like that. Parking lot and the base for all that. So it's substantial cost.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Any other questions? Yes.
So do we need to amend that map to 1.2 at this time?
You can't do it right now. It has to be another piece of legislation, the NCA.
It's just allow them to be the.
Mm-hmm. You know, this,
that would have to be done next month, I guess. Because that wasn't
sent over
to
amend that,
was the
NCA
13172.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Anything? No other questions? Roll call vote.
Mitch Jack.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Johnny Green.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Shirley Nade. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Lucian Tiger. Ooh,
yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. On to other business. Anybody have any other business? Any announcements? All right, I'm down to a benediction. Ms. Barnett, do you do that for us? And have a service of adjournment.
Father, we are thankful today for the many blessings that you shower on us. And we just ask you to be with us throughout our day so that we glorify you in all that we do, Father. And just keep it on our minds present that we are here to serve you, Father, and anything that you touch will be bountiful, will be plentiful, will be enough, and we shouldn't question where things come from, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Can I get an announcement real quick?
Yeah.
It was represented on behalf of the Trinity Church.